So they're good ball players, but they're not used to playing on snowshoes. But we're happy to have you here. Nice to see the crowd. I always say a prayer to the man upstairs that we can get the game in and you can enjoy the evening.
Meet Don Hilgendorf. He's coached the Lake Tomahawk Snowhawks for 16 years, and last season was his final one as coach. While the sky above him looks like it could break open and start to rain at any minute, that's hardly going to stop snowshoe baseball. It's a tradition in this town.
This snowshoe baseball in the summertime right now has been going on for 53 years. It started in 61, so we're the home team all the time. All the people come to see the Snowhawks. They want to see who's going to beat them tonight, or can anybody beat them tonight? and it's a good following. But we've had great games. We've had all-star teams out of Chicago up here play every year. We've had real good competition.
In 1961, town chairman Ray Sloan wanted residents and summer tourists to have something fun to do. So he invited other area teams to challenge hometown players to games in the summer and replace the usual snow-covered field with sawdust. But it isn't just about the game of snowshoe baseball, complete with its snowshoes and larger ball. Community plays a huge role in this event. When I called Coach Hilgendorf about coming to see a game, he suggested I drive up as early as I could so I wouldn't miss out on the pie. When I say pie, I mean dozens of pies, crimped, baked, and donated by community members every week.
My name is Mary Ellen Mazurczak, and I live in the town of Lake Tomahawk. And every Monday evening, there's a different service club that runs the concession stand. And our claim to fame for a long time has been the homemade pies. We usually always sell out, and we get some interesting varieties because we, you know, people, they pick berries, they go and get strawberries, they do rhubarb, they make, you know, their own lemon meringue. So we never really know what we're going to get.
The community also helps raise funds to keep the sawdust-covered field and its surroundings in tip-top shape, raising money for new lights, a press box, and more. They're currently trying to replace the bleachers. Now, snowshoe baseball is a popular sport. It's drawn attention from the Travel Channel and, of course, fans from the area and around the world. And last year, the Wounded Warriors softball team traveled to Lake Tomahawk to play against the Snowhawks. Even with the chance of rain at the game I attended, people still turned out.
We always packed the stands and we got chairs going down both sides. So, yeah, 12 to 1,400 people is nothing for a Monday night here anymore. The surrounding area here is only 1,200 people, period. And we have 1,400 sitting at the ballpark.
At the game, while following raffle ticket sellers around, watching players shuffle in their snowshoes around the bases, and eating a spectacular piece of a frozen strawberry pie, I couldn't help but feel at home.
This is the only place in the country you're going to find it is right here. And then people come up to see it. I always tell them, even people in Minocqua that only live 7 miles from here and haven't been here and they feel ashamed like they haven't been here, I says, I'll tell you one thing and you tell me if I'm wrong. You come over to see the game one time, I'll guarantee you'll come back.
He's right. I'll be back. And next time, I want to strap on a pair of snowshoes.